This is Apostle Thompson. Happy New Year. Our meditation is going to begin at the beginning of this year on how to have clarity in your spirit about all of life situation. Now, this is so important. I'm going to read a verse in a few moments. But there's mysteries in life that we don't understand. Things happen, poison our own life, in our children's lives, and etc., our businesses, on our jobs, and we really don't know how to handle those things. I want to talk about the importance of praying in the Spirit, because what it would do is give you the mind of God, give you the plan of God. It will open mysteries into revelation, which will produce understanding, and then you will know how to make manifestation in every situation that you're dealing with. Now, if you're not filled with the Spirit, with the evidence of praying in other tongues, you need to make yourself available for that type of action. You have to pray that you can enter into the unseen realm. There's two realms, and most of the time we're in the seen realm. Faith takes us in the unseen realm. Praying in the Spirit will take us into the unseen realm, in the realm of the Spirit. And so therefore, a lot of things can be cleared up. It'll make life a whole lot more easier, a lot more beyond trouble situation when you know the mind of God. The Spirit give utterance as you're praying in tongue. And the Bible plan to tell us here in 1 Corinthians 14, our meditative verse, the second verse, for he that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mystery. Now notice what he says here. When you speak in an unknown tongue, you're not speaking unto men, but notice what he says. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're speaking unto God. He went on to say that you're speaking mystery, speaking unto God and speaking mystery. In other words, you give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to give clarity to your spirit, the revealed will of God in every situation. Now, it doesn't matter what you're dealing with today. I don't know what state, what country you're in today, what the problem is. You may be having family problem, marriage problem, you may be having financial problem. You just sit with the Lord and pray in tongue until you get a witness in your spirit what to do. Sometimes it takes longer for to get that clarity. But I can promise you over 40 years I've been praying this way, praying in the Spirit. It hadn't been 40 years because the first years of my life, I can't remember what time I got born with the Holy Ghost, but over 25 years I've been praying in the Holy Ghost. Let's say it that way. Probably longer than that. But I've had so much results. I've had challenges, had things come up I didn't know what to do. And then, you know, we got to go to Romans 8:26 through 28. We'll go there later on. But we're just going to talk about praying in the Spirit. Man, the theme of our meditation is getting clarity in your spirit from the Holy Spirit how to function in any given situation by the Word of God. So I look forward to talking with you in these meditations. Begin to pray in the Spirit. If you don't have time to pray in the morning, pray in the car while you're on your way to work. Just pray in tongue. Now your mind gonna give you a problem. Your mind now losing control. Satan will give you a problem because now Satan losing control. But I can promise you, your life will produce divine results as you pray in the Spirit. I'm looking forward for you having clarity of spirit this year, knowing exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, and move from all ranks of failure into total victory. I'll talk with you tomorrow.